Well, thank you all for attending today's Halloween promotion teleconference. My name is Kathy Marler with Member Solutions. And last month's teleconference, I had mentioned that we thought it would be a great idea to maybe do a networking teleconference once every 3 months. But because of the attendance we had, which was about 20% higher than our average teleconference, that told us that our members are interested in networking and kind of hearing what everybody else is doing. We also started to form a little networking group on the side where we let people know that if you sent me or sent Member Solutions at consulting@membersolutions.com your email address and would like to join a little networking group, that I would distribute a list of everyone's name who was submitted so that you would be able to email each other and network back and forth should you choose to. So we did get a few people who joined that, so I'll remind everybody at the end of today's teleconference that if you'd like to do that, you know, to where you can network each other, network with each other via email back and forth, then you can certainly be added to that list, and we'll update that each time. So our topic, once again, today is Halloween promotions. What we'd like to do with the networking conference is I'd like to start out with a few people that have volunteered to share ideas with the group. So we'll have them go first and kind of give you an overview of what they're doing. Then I'd like to open the floor, if we still have time, for anybody else who decided that, you know, hey, I would like to contribute. I do have a few ideas I'd like to share quickly with the group. And then after that, we'll open the floor to questions to where you can ask, you know, anyone questions that had given, you know, a presentation. So you just might want to try to keep tabs on who said what, but if not, I'm sure we can all figure it out. All right, so to get started, Mike Brooks, you had volunteered to share a lot of different ideas about your Halloween promotions. So why don't we get started with your ideas, sir?
Sure. You want me to just go over one or all of them?
Well, why don't you go ahead and just let them roll? Why don't we do all of them, and then we'll move on to the next person.
Sure. A lot of them roll into each other. I mean, obviously, you know, what we try and do is I don't know if this stuff's going to be groundbreaking, as I told you in my email, but it's kind of tried and true stuff that we've been doing every year, and this ends up being a really good time of the year for us. What we focus on with the kids is safety in Halloween, so that's a important theme throughout the month, and we start off in September, actually. Now is about the time I'll start calling school teachers that I know, local folks around who want us to come in and do any kind of talk. So trying to set up safety seminars throughout the month of October is a big thing for us. And it just gives us a way to, you know, just another reason to get into the schools and come up with school talks. So we'll contact the schools, people we've done school talks for in the past, daycares, scouts, anybody who's doing any kind of Halloween activity, haunted houses, anybody who wants us to come in and do a safety seminar. What we'll usually do is try and put together a list to actually mail out a letter to, and then we'll follow up with a phone call to them. Includes principals, superintendent, whoever. We follow up with a phone call with them the week later and just tell them what we're doing. We're doing a, you know, kind of how to be safe at Halloween, basic tips, basic safety tips. And we usually have a sheet set up. We'll have a flyer. We'll have little ad cards, which are you know, postcard size ads with tips on the back of them. And then on the front of them, we'll put, depending on our audience, we'll put free pass on the front. If it's in the school system, you kind of got to go by what your school system wants or doesn't want you to do. Here, we can't really do any kind of promoting, so we keep the back of that blank. We don't. We have two separate sets depending on the audience. What we want to do is we want to accomplish two things. We want to give them it's a community outreach type of thing. So when people see that we're doing these tips, the tips that we do for Halloween safety, it creates a nice vibe, and that goes a long way in the community. We go out to businesses and we'll ask to put the flyers out, our ad cards, we'll ask to put them out, and we usually find it's a really, when it's themed that way as opposed to just being an advertisement, because it's Halloween safety tips, we get a lot more businesses that are willing to put out stuff for us, sometimes bigger businesses that will not let us put out advertisements throughout the year. So the other side may have simply a free pass, or what we do at the end of the month, just before Halloween, we'll be doing on the 21st and the 28th, we'll do two seminars in the school, focused on safety, Halloween safety seminars. So we'll ask on the back of that that handout, we'll ask them to actually come in and register for that. We go out into the community with these cards, so I'll be going to anybody that's doing a haunted house, anybody that's doing any of these, any Halloween festivity. We'll go out and we'll ask if we can basically come in and do the presentation and hand out cards. So if I get a place that's willing to allow us to hand out cards, I'll actually, instead of putting them out on the counter, I'll go down there and hand them out if they allow me to do that. And it's all trying to get the folks to come into the safety seminar or, of course, try a free class out. We do a Halloween party. Nothing groundbreaking there, but it's, if you do a party right, it can be great. I talked about the party last time on the networking call. We had 123 people at our Halloween party. It was awesome. We were dumbfounded. We expected about 40 to 50 people, and it turned out we had just enough pizza for every kid, and we knew we had 120 slices and two kids that didn't want pizza, so we had 120 kids here. I'd say 40 or 50 of them were prospects, friends. We did. I talked about how we got everybody excited about coming to the party and getting them excited to bring their friends with a referral prize. And we're going to do the same thing with the Halloween party. This time we're going to have a best costume contest, and we'll give away a nice prize. We'll put posters up about it and tell it, get everybody excited in class that we're going to have a nice prize for whoever has the best costume. What we'll do is we'll also send out to our teachers and principals and area business town officials that we have a good relationship with, we'll ask them to come in and judge the Halloween costume contest. And what that does is gives us an opportunity to create more rapport with them. Of course, at the Halloween party, we'll do a safety seminar again for the kids, an intro class. It'll be fun, very organized. And the educators get a chance to come into our school and see just how professional it is, especially when you've got a lot of kids running around. They get a really good vibe that, boy, with this many kids, it's amazing how well you control them, and they're usually very pleased with that. So that's another thing we do. Want me to break there and see if anybody has anything else? Or I have a couple more things.
Sure. Well, sure. We can give a few other people let them go ahead and
sure.
Give theirs, and then we can come back to you again. That would be great.
Okay.
I like the way all that ties together. That's awesome. Dwayne. I'm sorry. Sorry, Mike.
No problem.
Dwayne Brummett, did you make it on the calls today? Okay. Well, I'm not sure if Dwayne is with us. He's going to share some harvest party ideas. So we'll wait on him. How about Mr. Domney? Ken Domney? I'm sorry. Was that Ken?
Hi,
no?
Kathy?
Okay. Yes, there we go. Hi.
Hi. Am I on, Kathy?
You sure are.
Okay. Well, we're not doing anything as, organized as... Who was just on? I was a little late getting in.
Oh, that was Mike Brooks.
Mike Brooks. Okay. We're not quite as organized as Mike. We're just doing... gift certificates, safety gift certificates for everybody, given out to every 30 or so to every student. Plus, we're just doing a mailing to every a safety mailing, so that'll be a flyer with a VIP on it to the entire mailing list that we have, and that's about all we were doing at the moment. But Mike's given me a lot of food for thought here. Especially all those 120 slices of pizza.
As long as Mike's not eating those. No, I'm just kidding.
What's that?
Okay, but that's, as long as Mike's not eating all those, he's really giving them to the kids.
Oh, I don't count the ones I ate? Then we have 10 people here.
There we go. So safety gift certificates, and you mail those out too. That's a good idea, most definitely. Bruce or Dwayne, are either of you gentlemen available on the phone? Okay, Dwayne, I know a little bit about what Dwayne does in his facility. He had a feature in an Atma package a few years back. And one thing that Dwayne Brumman's school does is he actually has a positive party. Instead of playing off Halloween, he has more of a harvest type of party, where there's a theme of pumpkins and things that are associated with fall time. And they have quite a big party, but the kids dress up like positive role models rather than the ghoulish characters. And this really caters to, you know, the families that maybe, you know, don't like the theme of Halloween or doing the negative type of things and dressing up. So I just thought that was a unique spin. You know, you can also do that with, you know, your party with carnival games and all kinds of things. But, you know, if Wayne comes in, he can explain a little bit more about what he does. But I just thought that was nice that he has a very positive party that kind of caters to families and to people that, you know, maybe don't like the ghoulish things, you know, about Halloween. So that's kind of like another audience. So it's a nice thing. Okay, well, Mike, do you want to go ahead and finish yours? Finish your ideas
sure.
up?
Sure. Let's see. We do, where did I leave off here? With our safety, this is a kind of, I'm sure everybody's seen this. This is really easy to do. Maya or NAPMA both do these, I believe. In their packet they send out each month, they have little passes that you can have printed up. They're like Post-it notes almost, and you can get them in, you know, we get them done printed in pads, and we have the printer basically put them together in pads of 25, and we hand them to all of our students who want them, and they can give them out in the Halloween bags as opposed to candy. Usually they laugh at us when we insinuate they shouldn't give out candy, but we tell them, you know, they can give it with their candy, and if they put their name on the back of it, we have a pretty good referral program that everybody knows about, so we explain to them if somebody enrolls, comes in with their card, they're going to get their referral prize for it. So we try and get them excited to want to take those. And most kids really love doing that. They'll go home and hand out. We give out like 100 or so to each, to some people. So we have also special passes we're looking to get made up this year for our leadership team and our instructors, our teen and adult, and any teens who want to get involved in it. Kids
what are generally your prizes? Or your?
I'm sorry?
What are generally your referral program? What do you usually give off to that?
For our referral prize, it's a choice between a Best Buy gift certificate. We'll give them $50 gift certificate to Best Buy, or we have gift cards of our own, which if anybody uses those, it's a fantastic retail idea.
How do you go about starting one of those programs?
You talk to, if you have a credit card merchant account, you just talk to your merchant vendor, and they'll set you up with gift cards. It's relatively inexpensive to get started with it. So if you already have a merchant account and you take credit cards, which I highly recommend taking, because it leads to impulse purchases, the gift cards are great because you can, you know, your markup is going to save, you know, rather than giving away a gift certificate to Best Buy, I like giving away our $75 gift certificate to us because they're going to spend probably more with us, plus we get our markup, so it's a nice way to make your retail fly, especially this time of year because people have been asking. They see the gift cards out, and they're very excited to get going for that for the holiday season, of course. So, you know, we either offer them one of those two things. So the $75 gift certificate here has been the most popular so far. The great things about the gift card is they're not going to always use them. You're going to have, I guess, what they call breakage, where some people are going to either lose or forget about their gift cards or not use the total amount. So they tend to be very valuable. So that's what we do for any incentive. If we're, you know, with our back-to-school party, we really pumped it up as a big-time gift certificate to Toys R Us. It was $250 gift certificate to Toys R Us. Everybody was pumped about that, and we had a very good party because of it. And we'll do the same thing with the Halloween party, so we'll have, like, maybe a $100 to $200 gift to something outside of us.
Does the school purchase that, or do you guys ask for donations, or...?
We always say we're going to ask for donations, and then we run out of time. It's a good question. It's something I've always wanted to do, get other area businesses involved. It's just easy to just go run and purchase it ourselves. As a matter of fact, the night of the party, there was so much planning that went into it. Me and my partner looked at each other and said, hey, neither of us picked up that certificate, did we? So we had to actually wait until the following Monday to award it to the winner. So it was a little, you know, we tend to, as most school owners, I'm sure, you have one or two things that fall through the cracks, and that's usually one of them. But that's a great idea, and I've always wanted to do that. A lot of the area folks you'll find are very generous, especially if we do a lot of stuff with area businesses that are smaller businesses, and they're usually very generous with giveaways that we've done for other things. So, but the I lost my train of thought here.
That's all right.
So I think I was talking about the Halloween passes. Everybody know what
right,
I'm talking about with those things at NAPMA. It was probably in the NAPMA or Maya kit this past kit in September for October. They usually just say free pass for whatever, and you get them done in little pads. They're really, really cool. I mean, you could do them and cut them yourself and just hand out handfuls to people. I mean, that's what we do a lot when we have our parties. We'll put together enough for them to hand out to their entire class at school, and we start to suggest that they, if you've got friends in your class, if you'd like to hand them out to your friends, take some passes. Oh, by the way, we have enough for you to hand to your entire class should you want to, and most kids do. They'll just hand it out. So if you're ever trying to get things into the school system, that's the way to do it without getting in trouble, because the kids can hand out whatever they want. Some teachers stop them, but most teachers let it go. Whereas we could never get into a school to hand out stuff. I'm sure most people run into that same problem. Another thing we'll do is, I don't know if people do car flyers, but they tend to be labor-intensive, and some people don't like doing them. We have our teens instructors go out and put flyers under windshields, and that would be another theme with our Halloween safety. We'd have tips and info. And the information, of course, invitation to come to our seminar, and we would have an little incentive program where I'll print off 100 to 500, depends on how many flyers the kids want, but I'll put their initials on the bottom of it. For every person who comes back with a flyer and enrolls, they'll get $50 commission on it. So it creates a little incentive for them to want to do it. We find for about every 1,000 or so flyers that you get put out, you'll probably get one person to come in from it, so it's actually pretty good promotion. The other thing we've done in the past, but we hesitate to do because it's very labor intensive, but it's kind of a fun event, is a haunted house. If you have a big enough school, our school tends to be conducive to that kind of thing because we're in a basement. We have no windows. It's very dark. It's a dungeon dojo, but it's real easy to do. We went to Home Depot, and we bought rolls of this black sheeting and just cut it and hung it all over the place to make channels and tunnels and hallways, and decorated the place up, and you would never know it was a martial arts school. It was really turned out cool, and everybody likes working on the haunted house. So it's a great retention tool. We found that the kids and the families love being a part of that. It's easy to get outsiders to come. However, it's tricky to get them registered for anything. What we didn't do that I would do this time, if I did it again, I would make sure to have a team of people outside with a clipboard just talking to parents, trying to get them registered to come back the next day or the day after for a safety seminar. That would have worked very well, but we did it more as a fun retention event. We had a couple hundred people here, so they don't get to see the school. That's the only problem. And the other downside is if you make it very scary, you're going to actually do more damage with the little kids. They're not going to want to actually come back. And we had a few kids who are current members who just didn't want to come back into school for a couple weeks because they thought we were going to scare them. So it can be, you got to be pretty careful with it. But it's a fun event. So.
All right. Well, those are some really good ideas as well. And, yes, like your haunted house might have been a little too scary. I might not go. I'm not sure.
It was
might
fun. We still have silly string on the ceiling from it. So, yeah.
Just save it for this year.
It's a fun event. I highly recommend it. It's 2 days of a heck of a lot of work. And you'll get a lot of people coming in your door. But, you know, there are definitely some downsides to it. You got to think it through.
Got it. Is there anybody else who would like to share any of their ideas? I don't know if Bruce or Dwayne had made it on the call. or anybody that would like to share a couple additional Halloween promotional ideas before we do questions and answers?
Yes, my name's Eric.
Hi, Eric. Yes.
We did a little spin on the haunted house. What we did was we did our classroom like a haunted house. We had all of our children students bring friends, had the instructors dress up as kind of the ghouls, and then our students had to spar their way through the haunted house, protecting their beds. And as they got at the end, they received a bag of candy with some passes, and we really did pretty good with that. So it was a lot of fun too, and like he was saying earlier, I think Mike was saying that it does take a lot of planning, and you do have to have the people there with a clipboard ready to take names and numbers and contact information and talk to parents as well.
Right, so they don't all get away.
Yes. It was also a lot of fun. It was a good retention tool, and we got a lot of leads that way.
Great. Okay, is there anybody else who would like to share one of their Halloween promotion ideas? Did I hear somebody come off Star 6 to talk? Okay, well, gosh, I think we've got a lot of information. I know I even have a question for you guys. But let's open the floor then for some questions and answers. And if you can try to refer to at least the event that you're asking the question on, we can figure out exactly, who it was that brought up that idea. So who would like to ask a question? Okay, well, I have one for you guys. You guys that do like the parties and haunted houses and the events and things like that, I know that like throughout the years we did a really big Halloween promotion. We had a huge haunted house and we went insane just doing the parents and the black belts. We just had a blast putting these things together for the kids, and we tried all kinds of different lengths of parties, different events and things to see what drew the best. And then we finally decided that for us it was better just to have about a 1 hour trick-or-treat early, the party early, just about go through the haunted house, get a goodie bag and go, because our kids seem to want to still go out trick-or-treating for more. And I just wonder if that's what you guys have found, or if you found a 2 hour party, a 3 hour, what works best for you guys? And that's just an open to anybody. That's an open question for anybody.
Kathy?
Hi, Ken.
Yeah, this is Ken. What we found, our town used to have close the center of town and let all the kids, go around all the stores. And they stopped doing that a couple of years ago. And so now we've actually got nobody in the middle of town. So we started doing our party the day before, so they actually get to use their costumes a couple of times.
Beautiful.
We'd also found that the day before they were on a pre-sugar high anyway. So focus and attention wasn't always what you'd like. So now we do that the day before, and the town is empty, so we actually close and we can do trick or treat ourselves at home now.
Great. Okay, so you do yours the day before, and you close on Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay. How about anybody else? Does anybody else do it a little bit differently?
We do it. We actually do it the. We don't do it the week before, because we found that there's a lot of other activities going on. We've done it. We may do it the 20th, actually, just because we know that people will actually be there. We haven't decided. I mean, it's just a tough call because there's so much other stuff going on in the community. I guess it depends on community to community. It's going to be different everywhere. We run ours for only an hour and a half because we want to get them in and get them out. And an hour and a half tends to work really, really well. It keeps them excited, keeps them having fun without any time for nonsense.
Okay. Does anybody else do it a little bit differently as far as the length of your party or when you actually have it?
Hi, Kathy.
Yes.
Yes, can again. We actually run it at the regular class time, and it's just regular class length, so it really is in, out. That we're not dealing with, like, our dojo is relatively limited for space. So, you know, we can fit about 40 to 50 in the room. And by doing it, you know, in the age group, as, you know, the same way that the classes are set up, we can get through a bunch more people.
Gotcha. That makes perfectly that makes perfect sense. Does anybody else have any more ideas they want to put out there, or any other questions? Any questions you'd like to ask of anybody? You guys must have given them so much information. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. If nobody else has another question, I actually do have one for you, Ken. You were talking about your safety gift certificates and also that you mail them out as well. And I just wondered, the safety gift certificates you're referring to, are those just like free passes, or are there safety tips on them? Or
yeah, it would be a list of the safety tips and bring it in for a free trial.
Okay.
Just a note down on it. We print them up postcard size.
Okay.
Okay. Just 4 or 5 safety tips. Halloween, fall type colors and stuff. As a border, and just a line at the bottom. Bring this in for a free safety class or safety trial, or however you want to describe it.
Okay.
Then. Being postcard size, it's a little bit cheaper mailing, and then just send it out to the whole mailing list again.
Gotcha. Okay, are there any other questions? Would anybody else like a chance to ask or share? The wheels must be spinning. One thing we used to do is we used safety tips to kind of lure people in. How Mike was mentioning sometimes in the school system you got to be very careful about what you provide them or what they'll, they're very careful not to allow you to blatantly advertise. So one thing that I found it was really easy to do, I think like Mike was mentioning, is safety tips in the school system, but I was allowed to put at the bottom, courtesy of USA Karate, for additional copies, contact Kathy, phone number. We also did trick-or-treat bags. We actually printed our logo and phone number on trick-or-treat bags with a coupon for like a free 2 weeks. I don't think I really got a good return on that, and I think they just want pillowcases instead of just little trick-or-treat bags. They can fit more candy, and so I don't know that I didn't find that to be very effective, but I wondered if you guys are doing any other types, anybody out there is doing any other type of marketing or promotional items. I know Bruce Costa was saying that rather than candy, and he said rather than toothbrushes, which I have never thought about doing toothbrushes. That's kind of interesting, At Halloween, you need toothbrushes to get rid of those cavities. He said he gives lights away to his students. He goes to orientaltrading.com, which has a gazillion little inexpensive toys and gifts, and he gets lights to give his students. It does a little mini safety lecture. But I just wondered if anybody else has like any, quick little tips or little things that they do to help pump up their Halloween promotions. Okay, well, all right. Well, I guess let's make it last call for questions then. Last call for questions or sharing on your promotional ideas. Okay, well, I'd like to personally thank everybody who attended the teleconference. I know a lot of you, work really, really hard to get here. It's difficult in the middle of the day. I really appreciate the time that you take out. And I really appreciate you guys that are sharing, and coming forward to kind of share with everybody and let us know what you're doing, because it kind of gives us an idea of how we can tweak what we're already doing to make it maybe a little better, or just get maybe even one little more, one new or one little teeny different idea that might help us get better results for our retention or for our Halloween marketing. So I'd like to thank everybody very much. I appreciate it. As I said at the beginning of the call, if you would like to be on a networking list, we have a few people that volunteered their emails last month on the call to be in a group, and I would put a list together and email it to everybody who submits their email address so you guys can network back and forth behind the scenes if you like with other Member Solutions clients. If you would like to be included in that list, just email consulting@membersolutions.com. So that's easy enough, consulting@membersolutions.com. And just put in the subject line something like, networking list. And, I'll give it a day or two, and then if we have any new additions, I'll just send that out to everybody who's on the group so you guys can kind of back and forth and share ideas.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, I guess if that's it, again, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. And happy Halloween early.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.